I have to say, this is a genuinely exciting moment for crypto investors. Fidelity just announced a massive upgrade to its Ethereum fund, which is already managing nearly $900 million. They're finally making it work the way traditional investors actually want it to.
It's definitely a significant shift. The core of the update is that the fund will now stake up to 100% of its Ethereum holdings. Instead of letting those rewards sit idle, they'll be distributing a portion of them to shareholders as quarterly cash payouts.
Exactly. It's like watching two worlds finally shake hands. We're moving Ethereum from just sitting in a digital wallet to becoming a structured, income-generating investment. It feels so much more accessible now.
That accessibility really comes down to two key mechanisms they're implementing. First, by committing the entire fund to staking, they're actively helping to secure the Ethereum network while generating consistent, compounding rewards.
And that's brilliant for capital efficiency, right? You get the yield, but you're still fully exposed to Ethereum's potential price growth. It's the best of both worlds.
Precisely. Then you have the second mechanism, those quarterly cash distributions. It mirrors the predictable dividend structure we see in traditional markets. By giving investors the option to reinvest or take the cash, Fidelity is effectively removing the technical headaches and psychological hurdles that have kept mainstream advisors and everyday investors on the sidelines.
I love that. It takes the guesswork out of the process. But I know this didn't just happen overnight. How are they navigating the regulatory side of things?
That's where their strategy gets really deliberate. Given the SEC's historical scrutiny of crypto staking, Fidelity is operating strictly within a regulated investment trust framework. They're prioritizing transparency, tight operational controls, and investor protection. It's setting a clear precedent for how traditional institutions can safely integrate blockchain features without stepping on regulatory landmines.
It's so reassuring to see that level of care. And I imagine this will have ripple effects across the entire market, don't you think?
Absolutely. This move essentially legitimizes staking as a long-term institutional strategy rather than a speculative experiment. You can expect other asset managers, banks, and investment firms to follow suit, which will likely channel even more institutional capital into the digital asset space.
And when that kind of steady capital flows in, it usually brings a lot more stability. The wild swings might finally start to settle down.
That's right. Increased institutional participation typically dampens volatility and helps build a more professional, reliable staking ecosystem. We're watching digital assets mature from speculative commodities into productive investments that actually align with conventional financial expectations.
It's incredibly exciting to see. Fidelity is really proving that traditional finance and blockchain don't have to be at odds. They can work together beautifully. This feels like a major step toward mainstream acceptance.
Couldn't agree more. It's a solid framework that shows how these two worlds can coexist effectively, and it's definitely accelerating the path toward normalizing cryptocurrency for everyday investors.